Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your home for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 56, verses 1 through 8, and other nations, in this passage of scripture, we see that other nations will become part of God's people. Israel and its leaders, and the foreigner, and the eunuch, are told to be examples to the nations by living according to the Lord's commands and treating all people with fairness and justice. And we'll go ahead and get started. Again, God's guiding word for us this week is hope. So let's begin reading at Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 1. The Lord says to his people, "Do what is just and right, for soon I will save you. I will bless those who always observe the Sabbath and do not misuse it. I will bless those who do nothing evil. A foreigner who has joined the Lord's people should not say, 'The Lord will not let me worship with his people.' A man who has been castrated should never think that because he cannot have children, he can never be part of God's people. The Lord says to such a man, 'If you honor me by observing the Sabbath, and if you do what pleases me and faithfully keep my covenant, then your name will be remembered in my temple and among my people longer than if you had sons and daughters. You will never be forgotten.' And the Lord says to those foreigners who become part of his people, who love him and serve him, who observe the Sabbath and faithfully keep his covenant, 'I will bring you to Zion, my sacred hill, give you joy in my house of prayer, and accept the sacrifices you offer on my altar. My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations. The sovereign Lord, who has brought his people Israel home from exile, has promised that he will bring still other people to join them." You know, and this is such a wonderful passage of scripture, beloved, because even here, as of course, God's people, Israel, have sinned, they've rejected God's, his laws, they've gone, as the Bible says, whoring after other idols, after other gods, they haven't kept the sabbatical laws. And so God did to them exactly what he told them. They are without excuse. He said, "You do this kind of foolishness, then this is what is going to happen to you." But now God's punishment has come to an end, and he's getting ready to deliver his people from the house of bondage and bring them back into the promised land. But not only his people, but he wants all of us to know that his promises extend to all people. You know, the Lord says to those foreigners who become part of his people, who love him and serve him, amen, that's you and me, brother. That is God opening wide his arms and accepting us into his family. Let's pray. Lord God, you are a welcoming God, inviting all people to become part of your people. Open my heart to welcome those I meet, extending your kingdom of love and keeping your covenant. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this beautiful Monday morning to an end. Oh, by the way, today's key verse was Isaiah 56:7, where the Lord says, "My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations." Oh, that just blesses my soul. Well, join me tomorrow morning as we're going to be reading Psalm 16. It's a prayer of confidence in God. And so until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.